In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to The World in 10, the big news stories of the day, explained and analysed by The Times of London. Today with me, Lou Newton and Stuart Willey.
A bipartisan vote in the Senate. Now President Biden has signed the $95 billion aid bill into law. Ahead, our correspondents unpack what it means on the front line in Ukraine and for social media users in America.
After months of delays and often bitter debate, late last night, the Senate finally passed a $95 billion package of military aid for allies. The president has signed it into law. The first aid for Ukraine is already being prepared.
Assistance for Ukraine was the most contentious part of the national security bill. Less contentious, the $26 billion for Israel's military and support for Gaza's civilians. There's also cash to counter Chinese threats to Taiwan and the rest of the region.
It could also hit the Chinese-owned social media site TikTok, but we'll come back to that in a moment. Soon after the vote passed overwhelmingly, the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer addressed reporters.
To our friends in Ukraine, America will soon deliver more ammunition and air defenses and basic supplies you need to resist Putin. I left a message for President Zelensky tonight. He had called me the other day and said, okay, we got it done. Now go win the fight.
So that message from America, now go win the fight. That fight hasn't been getting any easier recently with a series of battlefield defeats. Joining us on The World in 10 is The Times correspondent Mark Bennetts, who reports on Ukraine. Mark, what's the reaction there?
Unsurprisingly, joy. It's proven a psychological boost to soldiers on the front line who have been struggling with massive artillery shell shortages. Some estimates said that Russia was firing 10 times as many artillery shells as Ukraine in recent weeks. President Zelensky has said that the aid package will give Ukraine a chance for victory. However, one of his senior advisors, Mykhailo Podolyak, has said that the package will not solve all of Ukraine's problems at the front, and it won't allow Ukraine to fight Russia on an equal footing. He estimated that Russia is spending up to $320 billion every year on the war. That includes supplies from its allies in North Korea and Iran. But he did say that the arrival of the new weaponry would allow Ukraine to stabilize the front lines and plan some of its own counteroffensives.
So, stabilizing the front lines, will this aid shift the needle for Ukraine?
It's clear that it's not going to mean an end to the war anytime soon. The arrival of the new US weapons will probably allow Ukraine to halt some of these Russian advances, but the chances of it then going on to retake all of its occupied territory, including Crimea, are still slim.
Mark, thank you very much.
The 4-in-1 national security bill passed in the Senate wasn't just about Ukraine. It also bans TikTok unless its Chinese owner sells up.
ByteDance, the owner, has 9 months to divest TikTok's US operations with a possible 3-month extension if a deal is in progress.
Now, Alistair Dauber is The Times' man in Washington. And when we caught up with him earlier, he explained why the Senate is so concerned about the app's parent company.
There have been fears in the US that ByteDance has very close ties with the Chinese government and that TikTok could be used as a tool to promote Chinese propaganda, to perhaps interfere with the smooth running of the US election later this year, not just the presidential election, but also elections to Congress and other things. ByteDance, they argue that they're not the Chinese government. The US administration, both among Democrats and Republicans, say that the company's very close ties to the Chinese Communist Party. So I think they will sell it. It will be closed down otherwise in what is a key market. They're not happy about it, but I think they will end up selling it. But also they point out things like, yes, there's a ban on using TikTok on federal devices. But things like the Biden's re-election campaign, uses TikTok all the time to communicate with younger voters, which it sees as a key constituent of its vote. So they argue that, especially when it comes to the Biden administration, there's a degree of hypocrisy there. Yes, we're going to ban it. Yes, we're going to force ByteDance to sell this arm of their business, but we're still going to use it because we think it can help us convince voters to back us in the election.
Alistair also told us that it's not about TikTok per se. It's about competition and the fundamental difference between a communist country and a democratic one.
Technology is one of the areas the US certainly sees as part of its big competition with China. There's a huge battle over the manufacture of semiconductors, of chips, all these things. One of the great tensions over Taiwan is Taiwan's ability to produce really quite impressive technology at a very low cost, which it sells at competitive rates to the US. But it's also an issue about good old-fashioned espionage as well. There is a fear the Chinese government will use TikTok to try and influence the outcome of the US election. You know, the Americans say this for sale is an effort to try and ensure the integrity of the democratic process in the US, which, of course, it continually points out isn't something that exists in China.
As he signed the bill into law today, President Biden said his country stands resolutely for democracy and freedom. It's the most distant man-made object in the universe, over 15 billion miles from Earth. The Voyager 1 space probe has repeatedly changed how we view the universe and our own planet.
Back in November, it started sending back just gibberish to NASA. And after nearly 47 years of exploring the outer solar system, that could have been the last we heard. But engineers have unscrambled its brain in a remarkable feat.
When it comes to space, we turn to the Times journalist in Florida, Jackie Goddard, who's with us now. Jackie, just how did they manage to fix it?
So they discovered that a single memory chip was responsible. They found that that was basically decaying, losing its memory. So they came up with a plan to divide the affected software code into sections. They basically rewrote the code, reprogrammed the onboard computers. But they had to chunk up the code and kind of store it away in other parts of the spacecraft's memory, find a little space here and a little space there for chunks of code, and then get all that code talking to each other to combine as one coherent restoration of communications. When the engineers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California sent this new software code to the spacecraft 15.1 billion miles away, they had to wait a day for the signal to get there and then a day to get a signal back from the spacecraft. And when that signal came, it was good news. There was much relief, much celebration. But for 5 months while they worked on this, it was a real nail-biting time.
It's been heading farther and farther away from Earth. Was that the plan?
The original purpose when they launched in 1977 was to go and explore the outer reaches of the solar system. The intent and the expectation was for a 4-year mission. It's now been 46 years, 7 months, and for Voyager 1, 19 days. Voyager 1 made flybys of Jupiter, and it discovered two more moons that nobody had known existed before. It also studied Saturn. It spotted 5 new moons there and a previously unseen ring of icy particles that circled the planet. And then on its way out of the solar system in 1990, it turned its camera around to take that iconic pale blue dot photograph of Earth from a distance of 3.7 billion miles.
So how much longer will it keep sending back data?
So these spacecraft have outlived their warranty by many decades. How much longer will they keep phoning home? Well, nobody really knows. One of the engineers told me they'll continue their journey for billions of years, perhaps outlasting Earth as they orbit the galaxy.
Amazing stuff, Jackie. Thank you.
Could be a Pinot Noir. I reckon it's a Pinot Noir from Burgundy. 2018.
Shiraz, Australia. Cheap. Have I scratched it? On my mate.
That was Tom Gilby. He's a wine merchant, and that was a mashup of him tasting different wines, which he did every single mile of the London Marathon whilst actually running it.
Tom's son arranged the tasting route, which saw him identifying the grape, origin and vintage for over 26 miles.
Now, when I do a tasting, I don't care for the old spittoon. Stu, are you into a spittoon?
I'm fighting the urge to swallow most times, but Tom mostly adopted the method of spitting, which kept him on course, but admitted he did actually drink three of them.
And he ended with a very respectable time of 4 hours and 41 minutes. When the Times caught up with Tom, he raved about some of the delicious Chablis he'd tried, but said he had one issue in the latter miles.
It was my son, Freddie, who mapped the route. And thankfully, he put the good wines early on. But when I hit the petrol station wines at mile 15, that was a low point.
Well, he managed the hardship very well, all things considered. And that's all we have time for today. Thank you for taking 10 minutes to stay on top of the world with the help of the Times of London. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.